Right morning, everybody. This is Prophetess Copeland. I will be leading in prayer today. Today is a new day, guys. This is a day that we have never seen before, but I just come to say thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your people. We thank you for life this day. We thank you for life. We thank you for the power. The scripture declares, Proverbs 18:21 declares that death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we can either speak life over a situation or we can kill the situation. We can speak life over it or we can kill it. 2 Timothy 1, chapter 1, verse 7 reads, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and of a sound mind." The scriptures are always talking about the power that God has given us. He has not given us fear. Fear comes in when we speak negativity, when we don't trust the word of God, when we don't trust the power that he has given us. He has given us the power that we can speak to anything, and that situation is supposed to change if we don't doubt. He gave his disciples over in Matthew, he gave them power to cure any sickness and any disease and over any devil. We got to look at ourselves as being disciples for Christ, that the power he has given us, we have the authority of the power. How are we using the power? How are we speaking? What are we believing? A sound mind is a healthy, stable mind that is focused on God and his kingdom. That's our purpose, guys, that we're supposed to be focused on God and his kingdom. We're supposed to be opening up our mouth, speaking change in this world, basically. Speaking change in this world. Declaring the word of God, believing the word of God will work no matter what the situation is, no matter what sickness or what disease it is, no matter what others are saying. We got to realize that our tongue can produce what we want to see. If you don't want to see anything, then don't say nothing. You know, a lot of times we'll say, well, God knows my heart. He knows what I'm thinking. But he's clearly telling us in the scripture, I need you to release the words off of your tongue. I need you to put something in the atmosphere to let the enemy know that you know what I declare in the word. You know the power that you have, and you're not afraid to use it. Look, the only power that the enemy has over you to try to make you be quiet is your past. Glory to God this morning. That's what he uses over you to make you quiet and make you not believe in yourself, make you think that you don't have the power that God has given you. God has given you power, guys. We got to open up our mouth and we got to pull down the stronghold that the enemy is trying to scare us with, because that's all he knows. He's trying to scare us. He's trying to make us think that he has more power than us. The only power, again, he has that he uses against us is our past. He's constantly reminding us of what we did and trying to make us think that we are not forgiven. The scripture clearly declares that if we ask for forgiveness, God gives us forgiveness and he remembers it no more. But the enemy constantly reminds us of it and we beat ourselves up with it and we don't utilize the power, guys, which is the tongue, which is the word that we can declare over ourselves, because we can speak over our own self and call our own mind free of the past, call our thinking free of the past. We can call ourselves with the new mindset, the mindset of Christ, that look, I know if I open up my mouth, even though it's void and it's dark and I speak to it, I can cause something to come into existence and I can cause a light to come on. But we are so afraid to open up our mouth and declare what we want to see because of the trick of the enemy. His job is to steal, kill, and to destroy. And if we allow him to steal our words, that speaking life over the situation will not change, people. We got to get to the place that we are not afraid to open up our mouth and begin to speak those things that we want to see. We have the power. Today, I want you to pull down that stronghold of fear in your life today and tell yourself, I'm going to utilize the power that has been given me. This situation is in my life right here. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to in that situation right there. You're sitting there, you're thinking about it, but you won't release the words out of your mouth that you want to see. You want to see better. You want to see greater. You want to see yourself in a better situation that you're in, but you're so afraid because of what you did in your past that God can't do it for you. I come today to serve you warning that God can do all things but fail. But you got to believe that if I open up my mouth and I release the new life that I want to live, that I want to see, that I want my children in, that I want my body to be strengthened, I call my body to be healed. You got to say it, guys. We got to say it out of our mouth, that we believe that God can change the situation that we're in right now. He can do it. Every day since I've been going through this battle, but I was diagnosed with breast cancer, went through chemo, my body was tired a lot of days. Felt like I couldn't make it. And the enemy would try to trick me to not speak what I want to see. He will often remind me how my body felt, but I knew the power that I had. I began to speak every day and still do it today, throughout the day, all day long, calling my body stronger, calling my mind stronger, calling me to be a testimony to other people to tell them about the goodness of God. Some people would never know, glory to God this morning, how good God is and how real he is and how his word does not return that void. If we don't open up our mouth and tell them about what God has brought us through, yeah, we face it. Yeah, we endure it. But you got to tell them, look, I'm not there anymore. God brought me through that thing. I trusted his word. I utilized his word. And I saw the manifestation of what his word can do in my life. But you got to open up your mouth. You got to open up your mouth. And you got to begin to ask God to help you in your weak area. Help you in the places where your faith is not as strong as you need to be. But you got to open up your mouth. You got to call forth a greater life than what you're in right now. You got to be sick and tired of where you at right now and open up your mouth and tell yourself, I'm coming out of this place where I'm in right now. I got the Spirit of God that dwells inside of me. Don't forget that the Spirit of God dwells inside of you. He's with you wherever you go. He's with you. He see what you're facing. You can't hide it from God. You can't lie to him. If you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he's within you. So why are you trying to keep something away from the maker who can change the situation? Open up your mouth and you call for that career that you want. Open up your mouth and you call for that house that you want. Open up your mouth and call for that vehicle that you want. Open up your mouth and call your body healed, delivered, and set free. Tell yourself, I am completely healed. Yeah, I heard what the doctors say, but I know what my God say, my Father say. He is the ultimate healer. He is Jehovah Rapha, and he can heal. He told me I got the power. If I open up my mouth and I get in agreement with what his word declares, I shall see the manifestation of what his word declares. He promised me, glory to God, this morning. God promised us, guys, that his word will not return that void. It will accomplish what it has been set out to do. You better tell yourself, God's word will work for me. God's word states that by his stripes I'm already healed. And because I am a first fruiter, he promised me that he will take sickness from me. So I am healed. You better tell yourself, because I'm a first fruiter, I will not lack. Because God said he would increase my bread and my water. And today I call forth the increase in my life. I call for new things to take place in my life. I'm going to speak it into existence. I'm going to keep saying it every day until I see the manifestation of it, until my faith gets to the place that I don't doubt what I say. And that's the thing that some of us have. We say it, but we don't believe it. Glory to God this morning. We doubt our own word. You got to believe in you. If you don't believe in what nobody else speaks over your life, you got to believe what you say over your life. You got to tell yourself, I got the power. I got the power. Whatever my hands touch, it shall prosper. It shall increase. It shall bring change to my life. I'm going to touch my own body. I'm going to touch my own checking account. I'm going to touch my own home. I'm going to call it to be how I want it to be. I'm going to call my children to be what I want them to be. But you got to be not afraid. You can't operate out of fear and think you're going to see the manifestation of what you say. You got to know without a doubt, my words mean something to God. He's getting involved. He said, when I cry out, he will answer me. He will do great and mighty things in my life, and he will show me secret things in his word. But I got to cry out. I got to open up my mouth. I can't allow my past and even my present to put fear in me that I doubt the word of God, that I doubt the power that he has given me. Today, utilize your power, people. Open up your mouth and don't be in fear. Have the sound mind that God has given you and believe in you. Believe in your words. Believe that you are speaking God's word. You are tapping into the word of God. You are speaking things into existence. That's what he did in Genesis. He spoke what he wanted to see. He spoke it. And he declared, let us make man in our image. You're in the same image. You can speak like Christ and see what you want to see. The year is not over. What are you waiting on? You open up your mouth and you call forth the supernatural things that you want to see take place in your life. I believe that God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you to open up your mouth and call it forth. I believe in you. I believe what you say, without doubt, it will manifest. Father God, I just thank you this morning, God. I thank you for the power this morning, God. I thank you for our tone this morning, God, that we will speak life over situations, God. We will not allow the situations, God, to dictate how we live, God, how we increase, God, how we grow in you, God. But, God, we're going to pull down the strongholds, God, that have kept us in a place, God, of silence, God, that have kept the muzzle over our mouth, God, because, God, of what we did, God. But, God, today, God, I pull down the stronghold of shame, God. Lord, and I decree and declare today, God, and I command your people, God, to open up their mouth, God, and call forth this new lifestyle, God, to open up their mouth, God, and ask you, God, to give them wisdom, God, because your word declares, God, if any man, God, need wisdom, let him ask, God. Lord, we ask you for wisdom today, God, to help us, God. Oh, God, speak, God. Oh, God, and believe, God, and don't doubt, God, and know that your word is so real, God. God, give us wisdom, God, to get out the situation that we in, God. Lord, I call for favor, God, from you and mankind today, God. Lord, I call for new doors to open up for your people, God. Lord, I decree and declare today, God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. Lord, I call their mind, God, to a place, God, that they will not allow the enemy to keep bringing up their past, God, and they keep, God, oh, God, reliving the past, God. Lord, I call them out of that place of mourning today, God. Lord, I call them into a place, God, of new worship, God, a new praise, God, with you, God, that will be released off their tongue, God. I call them into a place, God, that they thank you, God. Oh, God, they thank you, God, for bringing them out of their past, God, that they're no longer there, God. I thank you today, God. Oh, God, for just breathing, God, life into us today, God. Lord, I thank you right now, God, for showing us, God, the deep secrets in your word, God. Lord, and I pray today, God, that we release your word, God. Lord, we will not, God, just allow it to contain in the belly, God. But, God, we will allow it to come out of our mouth, God. We will speak your word, God, and we will expect, God, manifestation, God, to take place in our life, God. Lord, I speak right now, and I pray, God, over your people today, God, and I call them out of the dark places in their life, God. I call light to shine on them, God, so people can see you, God, how you restructured their life, God. Oh, God, how you brought them out, God. How you made them whole, God. Lord, God, they was once, God, broken, God, and in a place, God, of wanting to give up, God. But you, God, oh, God, it was you, God. Oh, God, your spirit, God, quickened them, God, and brought them out, God. And today, God, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they utilize the power, God, that you have given them, God. Oh, God, that they speak over their family, God. They speak unity, God, and they speak love, God. They call their children, God, out of the dark places, God, that the enemy will no longer, God, torment them, God, and keep them, God, in places that they should be, God. Lord, we speak safety, God, over our children today, God. Lord, I call them out of, God, on the streets, God, and I call them into your house, God. Lord, their gifts, God, lying, God, dormant in their belly, God, that need to be used, God. And Lord, I call them into your house today, God. Lord, I call them out of the north, God, out of the south, God. And I call them into your house, God. I call them forth right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, and when they come into your house, God, we will greet them, God, with love, God. We will not, God, remind them, God, of what they came out of, God. But we will greet them with love, God, and show compassion, God, like you have done for us, God, when we was in dark places, God. Lord, I thank you today, God. Lord, I speak right now, God, a fresh anointed over power of faith today, God. I call your people, God, to rejoice and be glad, God, of where you have brought them from, God. Lord, I thank you right now, God. Oh, God, as we get ready, God, to embark, God, as we close this month, God, and get ready to go into another month, God. Lord, we rejoice and thank you, God, because you have taken care of us, God, even with the little, God. You showed us, God, how you increase it, God. Lord, we thank you today, God. Lord, I pray right now for the mindset of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, how he took the two fish, God, and five loaves of bread, God. And God, all he did was hold them up to you, God, and said, thank you, God, and you brought increase, God. Lord, I pray today, God, that our mind get to that place, God, that we thank you for the little, God, how you would increase, God, and continue to increase, God, and have more than enough, God, because that's the kind of God that you are, God. And God, I thank you today, God. I praise your name today, God, because you are so worthy, God. You've been so faithful, God. You've been so faithful, God. And Lord, I say thank you, God, for your faithfulness, God. Thank you, God, for not changing on us, God, even when we changed on you, God. Even in our disobedient state, God, Lord, you still loved on us, God, because of your plan, God, for our life, God. And I said, thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. Lord, I pray today, God, that we connect with the plan that you have for our life, God. That we connect, God, because your plan, God. Oh, God, it's going to give us a hope, God, and a guaranteed future, God. And, Lord, I thank you today, God. Lord, I thank you today, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God. I thank you for strengthening us today, God. Lord, I thank you for the man of God today, Archbishop, God. Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for the mantle that you have on him, God. Lord, I pray that you continue to strengthen him, God. Continue to give him a sound mind, God. Continue to give him wisdom, God. Oh, God, continue to show him favor from you and mankind, God. Continue, God, to order his steps, God. Oh, glory to God today. Order his steps, God. Take him, God. Oh, God, to places, God. Oh, God, that men and say he's not worthy to go, God. But because of your plan, God, for his life, God, continue to open up your word to him, God. show them the deep secrets, God, and he can continue, God, to teach us, God, how to live in faith, God, how to utilize the power that you have given us, God, how to speak life, God, even though it looked hopeless, God. Oh, God, the power that you have given us, God, will bring, God, life to it, God. And I thank you today, God, for life, God. Lord, I thank you today, God, for life, God. I call this day, God, to be great in the life of your people, God. I call them to open up their mouth, God, and to begin to decree and declare, God, new things in their life, God. Begin to decree and declare, God, that their body, God, is strong, God. It's a temple for you, God. And they are ready, God, to do your work, God, to do your will, God, to evangelize, to call people in, God, that they are ready, God, to tap into the new things, God, that you have for them, God. Lord, I speak over your people today, over this prayer line, God. I speak it with boldness and confidence, God, that your people are out of that place of lack, God, that they will begin to say, I have more than enough. They will not doubt what you have given them, God. But, God, they will thank you, God, and see the increase, God, manifest in their life. God, I thank you today, God. Oh, God, I thank you today, God. I thank you for your anointing, God. I thank you for your power, God. I thank you, God. Oh, God, that you are the God. You are our Father, God. You are our King of Kings, God. We belong to you, God. We are kingdom kids, God. And we will open up our mouth, God, and speak, God, like we are kingdom kids, God. Lord, I thank you today, God. Oh, God, manifestation of your word, God, manifestation of this prayer, God. I call it to take place, God, quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I thank you in advance, God. Oh, God, for us, God, utilizing the power that you have given us, and that's our tongue. Glory to God today. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God today, people. You got to get excited. You got to get excited. You got to get excited because you got to know that God hears you, but you got to continue to open up your mouth. Don't allow the enemy to trick you with your past. It's your past. You use it as a testimony, but you do not use it as a reliving of your life. That's your past life. God has given you a new life. He has given you power. I just showed you the scripture where he has given you power. Utilize your power today, people. You don't have to stay where you are. You can call forth a new life. You can call forth change. Don't doubt what you say. Don't doubt what you say. Believe what you say will and take place. Let's trust God. Let's trust God with our words today. On behalf of Archbishop Kevin T. Melzar, First Lady A, myself, and the powerful family, I want to say thank you for you guys calling in this morning. Get excited about your words and know God is going to do it. Love you guys. Y'all have a great day. Goodbye.